I feel really bad about talking back to my dad. I wish I could go back in time and change it.
You can't go back in time, but you can apologize and decide to do better tomorrow. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's get started. Sometimes you might say something to your parents or your friends that you really don't mean. Unfortunately, once the words leave your mouth, you can't take them back. There is something that you can do, however. You can always say you're sorry. It takes a lot to say you're sorry and ask for forgiveness, but it's exactly what God hopes you'll do. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it says, "Be kind and loving to each other, forgive each other, the same as God forgave you through Christ." Our story today is called Going Back in Time. "Your mom's calling you for lunch?" Tenley asked in surprise as she talked on the phone with her cousin Beth. "You mean you haven't eaten lunch yet? It's almost 2 p.m. We ate a long time ago." "Well, it's only noon here in Colorado, remember?" Beth replied. "We're in different time zones." "Oh, that's right," said Tenley. "Well, I'd better go anyway. Have a nice lunch." The girls said goodbye and Tenley hung up. Then she wandered out to the backyard where her dad was working. "How about giving me a hand?" Dad said as he poured fertilizer out of a bag. "Come help me spread this fertilizer in the garden." "Ooh," said Tenley, turning back toward the house. "No way!" "Hold on there," said Dad. "I asked you to help me, and that's what I expect you to do." "That's a gross job, and I'm not getting all dirty for a bunch of stupid plants," Tenley called over her shoulder. Then she hurried away. When Tenley found herself sitting alone in her room a few minutes later, she wished she had obeyed her father, but it was too late now. She knew she deserved to be punished. When Dad came to Tenley's room, she looked up sadly. "I wish we were in Colorado," she said tearfully. "It's 2 hours earlier there, just a little after 12 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock, so the time I got into trouble hasn't happened yet. When it got to be 2 o'clock, I would obey you and help you with the fertilizer instead of talking back. I wish I hadn't done that." Dad sat down on the bed. "Things that have happened can't be made to unhappen," he said. "We can't go back in time, but we can be forgiven for the wrong we've done. You don't need to move to another time zone for that. When you let Jesus know you're truly sorry, he forgives you, and I will too." Tenley jumped up. "I am sorry, Dad," she said. "I am." Dad smiled. "Good," he said as he gave Tenley a hug. "Then you can come out now and help me finish with the fertilizer." Tenley sighed. "Okay, Dad, I will." So, how about you? Have you ever done something you wished you could go back and undo? You know, you can't do that, but if you're truly sorry for what you did, you can be forgiven. If what you did hurt other people, do your best to make things right with them. Let them know you're sorry and accept the consequences of your sin. Most important, confess your sin to Jesus and ask for His forgiveness. Our key verse today is found in the New Testament book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And our key thought today, God forgives. You know, life can get pretty busy sometimes. That's why now you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. Listen in the car while you're on your way to school or a sports game, or read along with me on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Just get your parents' help first and then search the App Store for Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. I'm glad you joined me today. I'll look forward to seeing you next week on Keys for Kids.